Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today it's Tuesday, September 9th, Thankful Tuesday. I want to hear your thankful thoughts. If you'll send them to me, what you are thankful for, a person, place, thing, an attribute of God, anything, text me, call me, send me a smoke signal. Let me know how God is working in your life. Today, we're continuing on in the book of Isaiah. Someone has said that the first 39 chapters of Isaiah is God afflicting the comfortable, and then the last 27 chapters is God comforting the afflicted. Then in Acts chapter 7, we're continuing on in Stephen's defense, and he's kind of giving us a biblical history. Today, we'll learn more about Moses and how God uses unlikely people like you and me, and sometimes in painful circumstances, to do his will. Then we'll go over to the Psalms. We're in Psalm 59 today. This is a reminder that God gives us strength in the morning, and each day is an opportunity to remember God's steadfast love. Just to mix it up a little bit, I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Isaiah 18, a message about Ethiopia. Listen, Ethiopia, land of fluttering sails that lies at the headwaters of the Nile, that sends ambassadors in swift boats down the river. Go, swift messengers, take a message to the tall, smooth-skinned people who are feared far and wide for their conquest and destruction, and whose land is divided by rivers. All you people of the world, everyone who lives on the earth, when I raise my battle flag on the mountain, look. When I blow the ram's horn, listen, for the Lord has told me this. I will watch quietly from my dwelling place, as quietly as the heat rises on a summer day. Even before you begin your attack, while your plans are ripening like grapes, the Lord will cut off your new growth with pruning shears. He will snip off and discard your spreading branches. Your mighty army will be left dead in the field for the mountain vultures and wild animals. The vultures will tear at the corpses all summer. The wild animals will gnaw at the bones all winter. At that time, the Lord of heaven's armies will receive gifts from the lands divided by rivers, from this tall, smooth-skinned people who are feared far and wide, and for their conquest and destruction. They will bring the gifts to Jerusalem, where the Lord of heaven's armies dwells. What's going on in this passage? Three things that I want us to remember. First, God speaks to Ethiopia, which is a far-off nation. God is not just speaking to the Israelites. His message is for all people. Secondly, Isaiah describes God as waiting patiently, observing what's going on in the world, and then acting decisively. And this happens in judgment as well. The Lord is patient with us, but there comes a time when judgment has to come. And may this be a warning for us and something that we heed. Finally, there's this glimpse of the gospel going forward to all nations. In the end of the chapter, it doesn't end with doom. It ends with this sort of wink of hope. Let me go back here. It says, at that time, the Lord of heaven's armies, I love that image, will receive gifts from this land, Ethiopia, that is divided by the rivers, from the tall, smooth-skinned people, people who looked very different than the Israelites. God will receive gifts. They will bring these gifts to Jerusalem, where the Lord of heaven's armies dwell. This points forward to the gathering of all the nations. And we see that picture in Revelation, don't we? We will be seated at the supper of the Lamb, with people from all tribes and tongues and nations, because we share in common a love for Jesus and a belief that he has saved us and forgiven us and set us in the world to live in a way that helps others flourish. All right, let's move on over to the book of Acts. We're continuing on in Stephen's defense. Remember, he's before the council, he's going to die in the next few verses, in fact. But he's taking us kind of through a history lesson of the Israelite people. Let's see here. Acts chapter 7, we're going to be starting in verse 9. These patriarchs were jealous of their brother Joseph, and they sold him to be a slave in Egypt. But God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles. And God gave him favor before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God also gave Joseph unusual wisdom, so that Pharaoh appointed him governor over all of Egypt and put him in charge of the palace. But a famine came upon Egypt and Canaan. There was great misery, and our ancestors ran out of food. Jacob heard that there was still grain in Egypt, so he sent his sons, our ancestors, to buy some. The second time they went, Joseph revealed his identity to his brothers, and they were introduced to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent for his father Jacob and all his relatives to come to Egypt, 75 persons in all. So Jacob went to Egypt. He died there, as did our ancestors. Their bodies were taken to Shechem and buried in the tomb Abraham had bought for a certain price from Hamor's sons in Shechem. As the time drew near, when God would fulfill his promise to Abraham, the number of our people in Egypt greatly increased. But then a new king came to the throne of Egypt, who knew nothing about Joseph. This king exploited our people and oppressed them, forcing parents to abandon their newborn babies so they would die. At that time, Moses was born, a beautiful child in God's eyes. His parents cared for him at home for 3 months. When they had abandoned him, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and raised him as her own son. Moses was taught all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was powerful in both speech and action. And now let's turn to the Psalms, to Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. Sometimes in the Psalms, I just want to read something that is refreshing. And today, I feel like these verses are very refreshing. But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning, I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I am in distress. O my strength, to you I sing praises. For you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Thankful Tuesday. Kathy Benton reminds us of the privilege of voting, and she's thankful for the candidates and for everyone who leads out in her town, Lincoln, and I'm thankful for those who lead out in Mountain Brook. Sheila is thankful for opportunities to help others and what they're going through. And I'm so thankful for our women's ministry kickoff this past Sunday night. Ashley McMakin, the owner of Ashley Max, came to speak to us, and she had a powerful testimony about the Lord's work in her life. And she talked about stones of remembrance, where the Lord, each time she wondered what God was doing, he would give her one more stone to remember, oh, his love is unfailing. He is near and he loves me. And so as we pray, let us thank God for a person, place, a thing, and an attribute of God. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together. We thank you for your word. And we thank you, Lord, now for someone that comes to mind. I want to lift up to you my sister, Ashley McMakin, and just thank you for her testimony and her willingness to come and share with us. We thank you for the ways that she lives to help others flourish in her business. We thank you, Lord, for a place somewhere where we sense your power. We sense your kindness. We sense you. We thank you, Lord, for something you've given us as a pure joy. Perhaps it's a sport or a hobby. Maybe it's just a little nook in our house, something that you surprised us with this week or encouraged us by. Then finally, Lord, we thank you for your attributes. As we look back through the psalm, we're thankful for your power, your unfailing love, that you're a place of safety for us in distress. And you are our refuge, and you are faithful even when we're faithless. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We love you. Amen.